to today's episode. Thank you so much for clicking in. I have a fun episode today, and this one kind of came to me the other day as I was walking to the gym, the idea for this episode, because I think a lot of people who listen to this podcast are kind of at the beginning of their spirituality, manifestation, mindset journey. And when you're at the beginning, it can be really overwhelming to, I don't even know where to start or what to do. And there's so much conflicting advice and different things to do. And you see people who are like super into it and they have all this stuff, and it's confusing because then you think you have to have all the stuff. So I'm going to go over some things with you that I think are worthwhile spending money on, or some beginner things to spend money on, because the reality is you don't need to spend money on like a whole ton of stuff. And I'll get into that in a little bit. But first of all, I just want to remind you guys, actually, I don't even know if I told you in the last podcast. I might not have. Anyway, on Monday, so like in a couple days from now, I am going to be doing a masterclass in the Real Life Your Dreams Facebook group, which is a Facebook group I run. It is mine. Just kidding. It's all of ours. So I'm going to be doing a live masterclass in the group, all on energy. So it's going to be about shifting your energy to make sure you're in the vibration of what it is that you desire, so you can become an energetic match. It's how to shift your energy to feel good just in general at those times when maybe you're not feeling super great. Maybe your mind is kind of going in that downward spiral. So I'm going to teach you some stuff to help you with that. We're also going to talk about your vibrational body type, which will help you stay at a good vibration for you to also be a match for your desires and get what you want and feel good. Because isn't that what everyone wants in life, is to just feel good and get the things they desire to have? Like, what else is there? Feeling good and getting what you want. Because what you want could be like friendship, right? So that counts. That's not just like, I'm not just talking about physical material stuff, you know? So yeah. Jump in the Real Life Your Dreams Facebook group. I'll leave a link in the description box below so you can come in and join us. And so last night I do this thing. Oh, so, and this is actually something else that I'm going to teach you in the live. Oh, important to know. Oh my gosh, so many things right now. Important to note about the live, it's going to be free for only a little bit amount of time. So if you jump into the Facebook group, you'll be able to get access to the content for free for like a week or so. And then once I decide to, I will be taking it down. It will become a paid course on my website. So if you want to get it for free, jump into the Facebook group now. Second thing that I remembered that I need to tell you, well, this is part of what I'm about to say. So I do this, this is what I'm going to teach you guys in the course. I do this thing where I become an energetic match for my desires so I can kind of know my future self and figure out what my future self did to get her where she was. Anyway, last night I was like doing it and I asked her what was something that I need to do to have a breakthrough month, because February is a breakthrough month for me and this week is a breakthrough week for me, because I've decided that it is. So I asked her what I need to do or what I should do, and she said go live every single day. And oh my gosh, I'm telling you this now, so now like I really fucking have to. But she told me to go live every day, and she said it doesn't matter, like you can do it just on Instagram or just on Facebook or both, that's okay. Don't worry about thinking about what to say. It will all come to you. So that is also something I'm going to be doing. So make sure you jump in and I'll teach you how to get in contact with, oh, that sounds weird, but to match up with your future self so you can find out the stuff that she's doing to have her best month or her best year or her best 5 years or whatever. So that's super fun. And yeah, jump in the Facebook group for all the lives and also on Instagram. all the lives. All right, so let's get into today's episode. Actually, I need to make sure, yep, I'm recording. Sometimes I start recording and then I don't actually know if I've hit the record button. So I'm like talking for 20 minutes. I'm like, oh fuck, did I actually hit record? But don't worry, you guys, as you can tell, I did hit record. Okay, so the reason that I want to talk about this stuff is because when I first started on my spiritual journey, there's so many bits and pieces that you see people showing on their Instagram, and there's things that you can buy and like buy this spiritual thing and this spiritual thing and this spiritual thing. And when it really comes down to it, there is no one single thing that has the power to change anything or influence anything except you. The reason why people have these external things, and obviously the list is more than what I'm going to talk about today, but it's because they believe that this certain thing is going to help them, or this certain thing helps them shift their vibration to become a match for what you want, or to feel better or have more fun, or like feel like you're playing. And those are really, really important for manifesting. So even though I have a list here of things that you can buy or use or whatever, the power is not in the things to create the life that you desire. The power is only in you. And if you have something that makes you feel better, it makes you feel more connected, it raises your vibe, that's absolutely okay. If that helps you, it serves its purpose. Like, we all do it. That's why all of these things exist, because they help people feel whatever they want to feel. So that's the bit of the caveat at the beginning there. And another reason that I wanted to talk about this is because I kind of got sucked in at the beginning, and I was like, yes, I need to get this, and I'll get this, and I'll get this, and I'll get this, and then this will all be good, and then everything will happen, and it will all work, and everything will be great. I mean, well, I've got like 10 fucking crystals, and I don't hardly touch any of them, and whatever. So for me, those things, I'm like, I personally bought into them. I love them. They're beautiful. And for some people, like, they're way more connected to their crystals than I am. But for me, I'm like not super connected to all of my crystals. So I bought them and they're beautiful, but they personally for me don't do a whole lot, just because I don't connect to them. But some people have lots of crystals and they connect to them in a really strong way. So it's really helpful. So I'm going to outline some things here to get you started, so you can kind of see what works for you and what feels good and what you connect to, because that's what's really important too. Not going out and buying a whole bunch of crap and then realizing, like me, that some of it just didn't feel good. So now I've got to figure out how to take it all home back to Australia, which is fine. I mean, boxes, right? I should be used to it by now after, I should really count and tell you guys how many times I've flown back and forth to Canada. It's so many times that I don't know. It would be at least, I think, 8 trips each way. 8. Oh, fuck, that's a lot of money. Oh, God. Okay, let's not go down that path right now. So let's jump into it. The first one that I have, so all of these things I'll go over, and you know, like, I don't want you guys to go out and think you have to spend a whole lot of money on stuff. So even if I'm saying these things, I'm not saying these are the things that you need to buy. I'm saying these are the things that are pretty general and widely accepted for many reasons, and are a good place for you to start to see if you like things. Cool. Okay. So the first one I have is sage or Palo Santo. Two different things. So sage is a dried herb, and well, like, it's a plant, and Palo Santo is wood from also a plant. Did you know that wood comes from plants? That's my environmental science degree for you right there. Wood comes from plants, trees, whatever, same thing. Oh my God. So yeah, sage and Palo Santo. So from what I think this is correct, what I'm about to say is that sage clears negative energy and Palo Santo draws in positive energy. So I think that's right. And the reason that I love these is because they smell really good for starters, but also it's a really nice ritual. It's a really nice ritual to do to feel like you're kind of clearing out your space. And so I've said this a lot of times in the podcast, is that your mind works in symbols and images. And if you can symbolize the cleansing of a space and you can feel like you can kind of go along with that and feel like as though you're doing, when you're doing the ritual of like saging your room or doing Palo Santo, that it is actually clearing the space, then that's exactly what's going to happen. And then you're going to feel that way, right? So if you can get into that kind of energy of feeling like you're cleansing your space, and if that feels really good to you, then go and do that. That's exactly the purpose of all of these things. So I really like to sage, and just whenever I feel like it, I'll light a bit of sage and kind of walk it around my house, in all the cracks and crevices, in my closet, around my clothes, and just feel really good. And it smells really, really nice. And same with, I actually prefer the scent of Palo Santo more. So both of these things are fairly inexpensive, and you can get them at like spiritual stores. You can get them on Amazon. I usually get mine from a crystal store. There's a crystal store in Toronto that I go to not too far from my house. If you're in Australia, you can probably get them from Tree of Life, I imagine, or other kinds of spiritual crystal stores. So those are some things that I really love to do, and be mindful of these kinds of things. Like they're on, when you light them, like the way that you do it, obviously you light them on fire, and it's not, you're not like waving a fire around your house. It's smoke and stuff, but it's still lit. So just be really, 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 really careful with this kind of stuff. Don't leave lit or still smoking stuff in a room by itself. Don't leave it still lit or smoking when you go to bed. Be really smart about this, guys. Also keep it away from children, animals, yada, yada, yada. The next thing that I really have enjoyed, and I know a lot of people enjoy, are cards. So decks of cards. And for me, I have three different decks of cards. So the first, actually, yeah, I have three. I have another deck. Interesting. I don't know where that is. The first one I bought was the Wild Unknown Tarot deck, which is a beautiful deck. It's just illustrated beautifully. However, I found that I couldn't quite, the meanings weren't really, really apparent to me, especially for someone when I was beginning in tarot. It's really important to be able to interpret the images that you see. And so for me, I just couldn't quite connect to the images. Even though they were beautiful, they weren't bringing up anything for me. So then I bought a different deck. I actually have both of my decks out here right now. The Rider-Waite Tarot deck, which is, I think it's like the most used one ever. And this one's really good because the imagery is really good for connecting with, and it's quite straightforward. So you can really look at the deck or the cards that you pull and use your subconscious mind to see what meanings you can interpret from there. And that's the way that I like to do tarot for the most part, is to look at the card and first, before I figure out what it actually means, I decide what it kind of means for me. I look at all the different components, all the different bits and pieces, and get the vibe from the card, and just like, what does this card bring up for me? What do I think this means? How can I relate the image that I see here to my life? So when you're choosing a card deck, it's really, really important to choose one that you connect with and that you feel like drawn to. So don't force yourself to get a card deck if you're not feeling drawn to it, or just be like, oh, I'm just going to get this one because of this. Like, choose one that you feel connected to, that you like, because you're going to be using it for a while. And if you're going to be learning and practicing and spending money on something too, they're fairly inexpensive depending on which deck you get. But, you know, they can range anywhere from like $15 to $50 for what I've seen, or probably a bit more than that. So if you're spending money on something, you want to make sure it's going to be something that you actually like to use. And the other kind of deck that you can get that's a bit easier to interpret than tarot deck is an oracle card deck or angel cards. These ones have meanings, but usually the stuff is written on the actual card. And so you can shuffle the deck and pull out a card, and then you'll have kind of the meaning or the answer or whatever it is right in front of you. So I find that one really, really easy. And the ones that I have, that I have the Work Your Light Oracle cards by Rebecca Campbell. Yeah, those ones are really good. I love those. Let's actually just take a little look now. So, yeah, and the way you can use card decks is, like, you can ask a specific question. So either for tarot or oracle cards, you can ask a specific question and then shuffle and pull a card. You can do a full spread where in advance you decide what how many cards you're going to pull, where you're going to put them, and what each position of each card actually means. So you can do it daily, you can do it nightly, you can do it whenever. I did one last week. I actually haven't picked up my card decks in a long time. I just haven't felt called to do it. So usually when I pick up my card decks, it's because I feel called to do it, and lately I just haven't. But I did the other day and I got a really interesting answer. I'm going to just have a little fun and pull a little card here for you guys, because why not? And if you think this message is for you, it is. Oh my God. Fuck. So as I was just telling you that I haven't pulled cards in a really long time, and I did the other day and I got an interesting answer, I just shuffled the cards and got the exact same fucking card. And the card is, if you weren't afraid, what would you do? So I feel like there's probably going to be a few of us that can relate to that answer. But see, so cards are so powerful and, like, all this shit. Come on, you guys. I was literally just telling you that I hadn't picked up my deck in a while, and then I pulled the exact same card. And why did I even decide to pull a card right now live on a podcast? Like, what? So the universe works in mysterious ways. But yeah, there are a whole bunch of different card decks and whatever. And then, I mean, you just saw exactly why I love to use card decks, because the universe works in mysterious ways is really the only way I can say that. And also the way that I see it is, you are being directed to pull a card. For whenever you decide to do it, your subconscious mind or your mind comes on and says, okay, it's time to pull a card. I feel like I want to pull a card at that exact specific moment. So I just don't believe in, like, I don't want to say I don't believe in coincidences, because that's a whole nother explanation. But I think everything happens for a specific reason, and I was called to pull that card right then and everything like that. So cards are really fun. The next one I have is a journal. And this one is really, really, really important on your spirituality and mindset journey. And I was really hesitant when I first started to actually journal anything, because I was scared. My ego was scared of what would come up. Really, when I think about it, it's my ego that was resisting it, right? So if you're resisting writing too, try and figure out which part of you is resisting it, and it's most likely your ego. But journaling is really, 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 really great, because you can really access your unconscious mind, get in deep, write down a whole bunch of stuff. More stuff comes up than you can actually even think. Sometimes more stuff comes up in my head faster than I can actually write. And a great way to start, if you haven't ever journaled before and you're not really sure what to do, you can just ask yourself a question. So any question: what do I feel like doing today? What is worrying me today? What can I do better today? And then just answer the question. And when you start writing, maybe at the beginning, you won't know what to write, because you're conscious mind will be blocking it if you have kind of resistance to it. But just write anything. And even if you have to write, I don't know what to write, write that. Just a stream of consciousness is what this is called. And just let whatever the pen wants to do, do what it wants to do. So I love doing that for journal, with my journal. I also like to write letters with my journal. So if there's a certain person that I am kind of frustrated with, or someone that I need to forgive, or something that I need to work through with a particular person, I will write it out in my journal. Like, I'll write a letter to them. I'll write, and I don't give them the letter. I'll write just how I'm feeling about the situation, what I can do to be different, why I'm feeling a certain way. So you can really work through issues like that. You can work through issues in your mind too. So for me, a lot of what I do in my journal at the moment is writing down my goals and things that I am working towards achieving. And then I'll say, okay, what's getting in my way? What's stopping me? Why haven't I achieved that so far? What fears do I have around this? And get all that out. And then I'll like do my whole process of kind of getting through to the other side of my beliefs, and then write down what I want my beliefs to be, and write down all my affirmations, and just go through a huge, huge process there. Like, sometimes I can write pages and pages and pages of stuff. I was talking on Instagram stories the other night, and I went through this particular journal that I'm writing in right now. I've had for maybe 2 years, but I didn't write in it for quite a long time because I was using a different book. So I've had it for a long time, and I went back to the beginning of it. And honestly, like, it is so wild to see how far I've come in my whole journey. Like, the stuff I used to write about to the stuff I write about now, and even how I write about things and what I say. So it's really helpful for that too, to have a journal so you can reflect back and see how far you've actually come, and the huge transformations that you've gone through, things that you've made, and the stuff that I'm dealing with now. And I don't want to say dealing with, but like, the stuff that I'm working through now is just so different to the stuff that I was working through before, you know, when I first started this journal. And looking back, the stuff that used to worry me, and the stuff I used to be scared of, oh God, it's wild, because now looking back, I'm like, why the fuck was I worried about that thing? Like, what the heck? Why did I let that get to me? Why was that an issue? And not in a judgmental way, but in a way that, you know, I can kind of look back and just think like, wow, I've come a really long way. And I can see that those little things that were getting to me before, even though they seemed big at the time, really didn't need to be there. And I can apply that to my life now. What else now am I letting get in my way that in 6 months, 1 year, 2 years time, I'm going to look back on and think that was absurd? Why did I let that get in my way? So journal is really, really good for that. Honestly, I love journaling. I kind of fell out of it for a little while. However, I am back into it and love, 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 love it. And with a journal, like, you don't need to go out and spend a huge, huge amount of money. Buy something cheap, buy something for $2, buy something for whatever. It doesn't have to be expensive or fancy or look beautiful, just like a little bit nice, so you kind of want to write in it. If that's your thing, or if you don't care what it looks like, then don't worry about it. But definitely, definitely a journal is a huge, 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 huge one. Huge, huge, huge. Okay, I'm gonna stop being weird now. The next thing that I have is a crystal. Now, I have bought a lot of crystals. I don't want to say a lot. I've got like 5 or 6 or 7 or something. Some are a gift, so that's fine. But the ones that I bought, and I bought them because they were pretty and they are beautiful, but I only actually use one of them, right? So when you're first starting out getting on your spiritual journey, don't feel like you have to go out and buy all these crystals because this person said this crystal does this thing, and this person said this crystal does this thing, and this person has 10 crystals and they're really successful, so I'm going to buy 10 crystals and I'll also be successful. That's not how it works. So just if you're interested in purchasing a crystal at all, if you never have, my favorite one is selenite. And I actually asked my friend Michaela and my friend Katie on the kinds of, for this whole podcast that I'm recording, what they thought I should include. And we all said the exact same things for each of the things that I've covered. And they both said selenite as well. So for crystal, and I really, really love selenite because it's the only one that I personally feel super connected to when I like pick it up and I can. So selenite helps remove negative energy. And I actually spoke about this in my podcast that I recorded with Amber Lee. She's really into crystals as well. And she said selenite is great. I feel like I can feel it removing the negative energy when I hold it, when I use it, and whether or not that's in my head or if it actually is, doesn't actually matter. Like I said before, if you feel like it's having an impact, it is having an impact. So the way that I like to use selenite is I kind of pick it up, I will hold it, move it around my body in a top to bottom motion and away. So be mindful, and Amber Lee said this kind of stuff when we recorded a podcast, that she was kind of just like circling it all around her body and bringing the energy back in a way. So she wasn't actually removing the negative energy. It was kind of, she was moving it into her rather than away from her. So that's a really important thing too. But when you are looking for a crystal, the important thing here is to go what you're drawn to. So if you go and see selenite and you're like, actually, that doesn't do anything for me, just go to something that you feel called to do, something that draws you. A friend of mine actually said once, it was her husband. He was on a trip and went somewhere and was going to buy a crystal, and he was with his buddies and they said, which one are you going to pick? And he said, you don't pick the crystal picks you, which is obviously what he got from his wife, which is super funny, but it's really true. Whenever I've purchased a crystal, it's been, for me, I've been drawn to that specific crystal. If something doesn't call to me, I'm not going to just go and pick it up. Like, I've gone to the store to look at a particular crystal because I'm like, oh, I want to see what this apophyllite does or how it feels. And I get there and I'm like, actually, no, this doesn't do anything for me. I don't like it. So when it comes to crystals and stuff, like, you don't have to go all out. You don't have to buy the biggest. You don't have to buy all the things because you think that they're going to do a thing. One at a time is absolutely okay. Selenite is a great place to start. You don't have to buy crystals too. This isn't not essential thing. If you don't like crystals, don't buy them. Like, this is not essential. But don't feel like you need to go out and buy all the crystals because you don't. It's a lot of money and you don't need to be spending money on those things if that's not what you actually desire to do. If it feels really good for you, then do it. If it doesn't feel good for you, don't think that you're missing out because you're not buying all the fucking crystals. Okay, and how long have we been going for? Good amount of time. Okay, the last one that I'm going to talk about is actually free, so you don't have to buy it at all. And it's something that I love to use, and it is checks from the universe. So I created checks from the universe that are free and downloadable and printable. And the way that it works is you write on the check the date that you would like to receive money by in the specific section that I've got there. Then you write down the amount, you fill in the details, and then that is it. This is checks from the universe giving you the money. And I love writing in these checks. And this is not like an idea I came up with, obviously. Lots of people have these available, but mine are great, obviously, because they're beautiful and I created them and they look great. But it's really, when I do this kind of stuff, I write this down and this is my ritual of saying, and so it is done. This is one of the rituals for me where I'm like, because I've written this down, it is now done. It is it. And so then I can put all my faith behind it actually happening and coming true. And it can be an expectation for me when I'm like, it is done. I've written it down. This is the thing that put it over the line. And this is another symbol thing too. If you can symbolize to your unconscious mind that something is done, then your mind believes that that's the thing that's going to occur. So then your reticular activating system switches on, all of those things that we talk about all the time. And obviously, like, this is the universe. This is you telling the universe, this is what I desire, this is how much, and you keep it close to you and you can look at it whenever you want, put it in your wallet, you can stick it on a wall. But I love using these and I know you are going to as well. So that is available for you. I'll leave the link in my in the show notes so you can go. It's free. You just sign up. You receive the password to my resource library, which actually has like 8 or 10, I don't know, resources in there right now, all free, all completely free. So yeah, definitely check that one out as well. And that's it. Those are really like the main things that I would say you could consider spending money on. I just know how it feels when you're at the beginning of this journey and there seems like so much like jewelry and special water bottles with crystals in them and like all that stuff. And if it makes you feel good, if that stuff makes you feel good, then do it. But I don't want you to feel like you're missing out on anything, any abundance, anything from the universe if you don't have those things. And even the things that I've spoken about today, these aren't essentials. These are not essentials. If they don't feel good to you, then they don't have to. I just wanted to create a little starting point for you guys to help you along the way. And let me know what you think of these things. Send me a message on Instagram and let me know if there's anything that you think is really important or that you loved when you were starting your spiritual journey, your mindset journey, that really helped you. I would love to hear what that is. So send me a message on Instagram or Facebook or whichever. And that is it for our podcast today. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to come and join us in the Real Life Your Dreams Facebook group so you can attend the live Energetic Revelation Masterclass that will only be free for a limited time. So I love you and thank you for being here and thank you for being you, and I will catch you in the next episode.